Hello and welcome to our third UAC's Graduate Forum podcast in this series. I'm Niall Robb, and today we welcome Nelly Kirilova, PhD candidate in Security Studies, Doctoral School of International Relations and Political Science at the Corvinus University of Budapest, Hungary, and PhD fellow at the Doctoral School on CSDP, CFSP, European Security and Defence College in Brussels, Belgium. Welcome, Nelly. And congratulations on your recently submitted PhD thesis. This is fantastic news and must be a relief after all of the work that went into your research.
Thank you so much, Niall. I'm really happy that I finally submitted this dissertation, and it gives me an amazing feeling. I'm happy to share more about the research with you.
So your research topic is on the power perception and conflict prevention in the Black Sea region, the EU, Russia, and Turkey. So first of all, could you tell me what relations do you see between your research and the current global situation?
We are currently facing a war in Ukraine, which is in the Black Sea region, but I started my research previously, before that, and I suggested that conflict prevention is needed. So the current security crisis in Ukraine shows two main facts. Number one, the Black Sea region is still a zone of competition for influence, which leads to crisis escalation with devastating consequences as we observe nowadays. And number two, the reactions of the international community happen too late. Instead of waiting for the crisis to escalate, the conflict should be prevented in advance. This is why I focus my research on regional conflict prevention.
I think this definitely shows us the value of understanding conflict prevention and of your research. Did you have any particular reason why you selected this topic?
Yes, the Black Sea region is in close proximity to the European Union, and it is characterized with security crises and conflicts over the last centuries. Another such region is the Western Balkans. The European Union needs stability and security in its surrounding regions. As a researcher of Bulgarian origin, I have personal motivation to work on the EU to preserve the regional security in both the Black Sea region and the Western Balkans. That's because Bulgaria is an EU member and it is located just between these two crisis-identified regions.
Thank you very much. Could you tell us about what you found in your research?
Of course. The Black Sea region has been a zone of competition for regional dominance over centuries, as mentioned. The main regional competitors in the relatively recent history have been Russia, Turkey, and the West, comprising of both NATO and the European Union. I do examine the regional security crisis and conflicts as a result of the competition for influence. The main literature my research steps on is related to conflict prevention and power measurement in international relations. The classical theories of IR, which I find relevant to the regional competition, are two. First, balance of power, and second, security dilemma. According to balance of power theory, conflict is the result of unequal amounts of power, therefore the lack of balance. And according to security dilemma theory, conflict is the result of misperception on the intentions of the other. Therefore, there are two main problems with these theories. First, there is no clear classification on the meaning of power, which is needed for measuring power, as Baldwin suggests in 2016. And second, each regional context requires a specific approach to be relevant to the participating actors, so that a conflict can be prevented before crisis escalates. And this is suggested by Lund in 2009. So he speaks about conflict prevention and the necessary regional context. On this background, I identify a classification of six power elements. These are the basic values which can be measured, as suggested by Baldwin, and these are applied to a regional context, as suggested by Lund. The regional competitors I have selected in the Black Sea region are the EU, Russia, and Turkey.
Could you tell me more about how your theory was applied to this case?
Of course. So I basically analyzed power in international relations and created its measurement so that I could apply it. After a thorough analysis on power in international relations, which I based on the concepts of hard, soft, smart, and sharp power, I make a new classification, which is a theoretical innovation in the field. The newly organized six power elements, which I suggest, include first, military and security, second, economy investment, third, energy climate, fourth, diplomacy politics, fifth, governance society, and sixth, information exchange and access. These are later applied to the perceptions of the competing actors, and I suggest it could be used in other regions as well.
That's very interesting. I understand that you also made conceptual innovations through your research. Could you tell me about those?
That's my favorite. So my conceptual invention is that identifying the perception of power by the regional competitors early enough can contribute to preventing the conflict in a selected region. There are several criteria I suggest to measure that. First, we need a classification of power elements so that it could be applied to all the actors who compete. Second, the competitors shall be selected as actors with equal status. In my case, I call them regional powers and base this on a number of criteria. And third, a specific time shall be selected, and I select the time between regional security crisis in 2016 and 2021. So the assessment of the perceptions of power is based on measurable values in the foreign and security policy concepts of the competing regional actors for the selected time. This conceptual innovation aims to contribute to the theory of conflict prevention, and I empirically test it in the case study of the Black Sea region.
So you focus on the EU, Russia, and Turkey. What practical results did you find about these international relations actors?
As mentioned earlier, I assessed their strategies between 2016 and 2021 because I take as a hallmark the Brexit and the terrorist attacks in 2016 and the war after 2021. The strategic documents I assess are their foreign and security policy strategies corresponding to that time period. And my suggestion is that the higher perceived importance on a power element means a higher potential for this actor to trigger a conflict. Respectively, the lower perceived importance of a power element means open possibilities for cooperation. So now I list the EU, Russia, and Turkey with their results. For the EU, the actual results, which I presented in a research paper in 2022, I assess its global strategy and its annual assessments. And according to that, the narrative for the EU changes from norm and governance to security and defense. The main contribution of the EU in the global competition is through economic investment, as well as the narrative grows from climate change to energy security. The diplomatic and political agreements widen its scope, aiming to manage evolving crises worldwide. The geographic interests of the EU change as well, trying to cover bigger world area. Disinformation and civil society grow as a priority.
That's great. Could you tell me about your findings for Turkey?
So for Turkey, which I studied and presented the results in a paper in 2021, its active foreign policy strategy shows a double perspective. One is on the surface, which means the volume of the content by the six power element, and the other one is a result of textual analysis of the actual meaning of words. So the surface analysis shows that the name of the strategy, focusing mainly on society and economy, is the main priority of Turkey, followed by diplomacy, military, and information exchange power elements. However, the deeper textual analysis shows the higher values to military security, diplomacy, and information exchange, only then followed by society and economy. This means that first, Turkey is showing some power elements as more significant than the actually perceived ones. Second, as a traditional foreign policy actor, military security and diplomacy are leading for Turkey, closely followed by the information and society power elements. And non expected factor found in the research was that the attitude towards communities with Turkic languages or Muslim religion are significant for Turkey. Therefore, a reaction of Turkey on these power elements would not be surprising as long as its interests are concerned. And this is also shown by the recent name change of Turkey to Türkiye, which means land of the people with Turkic origin. And it goes over the borders of the territory of the country nowadays.
Oh, that's very interesting. What about Russia?
Derived from the available strategies related to its foreign and security policy, there is again a different meaning that I found in the volume of strategies and the content. So there is a complete dominance in the energy security power element because there is a separate strategy for energy security of Russia, and its size is double the strategy of national security strategy and the foreign policy strategy. Apart from that, Russia also has a double meaning on the result, as the surface results of the strategies prioritize diplomacy, military security, and then society and economy, also information exchange. This is similar to Turkey, and this is typical for a traditional ally actor. However, the deeper textual analysis of the combined strategies of national security and foreign policy shows major priority on the power elements of society and governance. And then they are followed by military security, diplomacy, economy, and information exchange. Finally, a textual analysis of the foreign policy strategy alone shows priority on diplomacy, followed by military, information exchange, economy, energy, and society. In this analysis, surprising is the focus on information exchange and on society perceived as belonging to the concept of Russianness. This means that a specific trigger for a reaction by Russia would be namely on the society, information, and energy security as power elements.
Thank you for such a detailed insight. It certainly seems like your thesis research has been has had a lot of work put into it, and I'm sure you're glad now that it's finished to be able to share some of these very interesting findings. Am I right in understanding that the papers that you mentioned are available open access?
Yes, these papers are published and available open access, and there will be a few more available soon. One will be related to the Russian foreign policy, the other one to the actual six elements of power, and the other one to the status of IR actors. So I will provide them access to them as well when they are available, and in this podcast you have access to the ones that I already published.
That's fantastic. To wrap up our podcast today, could you tell me what contribution your research makes beyond academia?
Yes, of course. So as you mentioned, the first contribution of my research is to academia and to the general knowledge on conflict prevention. And there is a second one, which I targeted since the beginning of the process of writing. And this contribution is to the EU diplomacy. Particularly, I aim this research to strengthen the role of the EU as a conflict prevention actor in the Black Sea region. It can be particularly used by the European External Action Service and EU diplomacy.
Thank you very much, Nelly, for taking the time to share your insights into your research with us. Congratulations again for submitting your dissertation, and good luck with your next steps.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share the results of my research in this podcast. It has been a pleasure to talk to you.
And thank you for listening. And don't forget to check the transcript of this podcast for a list of the research mentioned. If you would be interested in sharing your research with our Graduate Forum community, please get in touch at nrob03@qub.ac.uk or check the Graduate Forum section on the UAC's website.